Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Jim Geringer from Muncie, Indiana, and I'm reviewing the book, The Prodigal God, Recovering the Heart of the Christian Faith, by Timothy Keller. There was once a man who had two sons. Both rejected him in their own way. The first son told his father, "I'm tired of waiting for you to die. Give me my inheritance now." It was an unprecedented insult. The other son, the elder brother, took the patient approach, loving his father in a superficial way, but yet was even farther away from his father than his younger brother. It is one of the most ancient stories known to humankind, the story of the prodigal son, and it is the subject of Tim Keller's book, The Prodigal God. Regardless of one's faith perspective, The Prodigal God deals with universal themes of rejection, rebellion, forgiveness, restoration, uncertainty, celebration, and the heartbreak that only one's child can give. For many, the word prodigal is synonymous with rebellious, but that is not the true definition of the word. Prodigal is defined as recklessly extravagant and having spent everything. Thus, the prodigal God goes on to examine the lives of the three main characters in the story, the younger son, the elder brother, and the wronged father. Keller takes a unique look at the prodigal son, saying it might be better described as the lost son, or even better, the two lost sons. Each has turned their back on their father's love, but that rebellion has played out in different ways. While I saw some of myself in the life of the elder brother, I was challenged and convicted to return to another parable that ends with these words, "He who has been forgiven much loves much," and that could be each of us. The Prodigal God is a comparatively short read, only 133 pages, but a compelling book that I could not put down. This is Jim Geringer for BookSpeak.
Hi, I'm Mark Neely from Muncie. I'm reviewing Last Evenings on Earth by Roberto Bolaño. Since his death in 2003, Chilean writer Roberto Bolaño has received a lot of attention. His sprawling novel 2666 won last year's National Book Critics Circle Award and was lauded by readers around the world. But for those who don't have room for a 1,000-plus-page book on your summer reading lists, I recommend Last Evenings on Earth, a collection of Bolaño's short fiction. The backdrop is the lively, chaotic culture of Mexico City in the 1970s, populated by impoverished poets, prostitutes, artists, and the occasional thug. Bolaño often parodies the rivalries and indignities of literary life. Most of his fiction is autobiographical. Several stories in Last Evenings on Earth feature a character named B, an obvious stand-in for the author. In the title story, one of the finest in the collection, B and his father vacation in Acapulco. For a while, the two have a good time, but B feels a sense of doom he can't quite shake. The story ends with an extraordinary hazy scene in a brothel where tension and danger hang like smoke. A portrait of ordinary people who stumble into a terrifying situation, one their lives have not prepared them to face. Although Roberto Bolaño was born in Chile, he spent his entire adult life wandering through Mexico and Spain, and themes of exile and alienation, sometimes political, sometimes personal, recur throughout his work. The author often said that the Spanish language was his homeland. And in Last Evenings on Earth, literature and art represent a refuge of idealism in a mystifying, brutal world. "We never stop reading," one character says, "although every book comes to an end, just as we never stop living, although death is certain." I'm Mark Neely for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.